Yo, it's 10:46 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. I'm in Rochester, New York. I was in D.C. last night. See, yesterday morning, if you missed yesterday's episode, which is fine, you don't gotta listen to every episode. Drop in when you feel like it. Drop out. No pressure. So yesterday, I woke up. Went got on an Amtrak, went to DC, did two shows with Mike Birbiglia and Jacqueline Novak at the Warner Theater. Beautiful theater, biggest place I've ever performed in, and great shows. And we got on a tour bus, like a fucking, like a real like tour bus, with like and got driven from DC here to Rochester. I slept in one of those bunks. It was the coolest. Those bunks, they're like a coffin. There's no, you know, it feel it, in the best way. It's just, you feel like you just every, total darkness, cozy, it's really nice. And then you just kind of have the rocking back and forth of the road to put you to sleep. And then wake up and you're in someplace else. So, University of Rochester tonight. I think you got to be a student, but I guess if you're in the area, sneak in or something if you want. If you can. Oh, and then I'll be here. I guess I'll record tomorrow's episode here as well, and then back home to New York, New York. It's weird that Rochester, New York is part of like we have the same governor. I know, it's just that's a dumb thing to say. That's but it's just odd to me because it's so far away and so different from New York City. Okay, the news. A lot of shitty news. But let's 1 million dollar lottery winner found guilty of trying to steal $80 worth of lipstick. This is in Salem, New Hampshire. Lottery winner from Massachusetts found guilty of shoplifting charge. Just because you win the lottery, first of all, $1 million. That's, they're acting like, that's not going to carry you that long after everything's, after all is said and done, right? You're going to live the rest of your life off that? You still got to cut corners. You still got to make moves. And winning the lottery doesn't take away the rush of stealing. Now, I don't steal, but I do understand it's a fucking rush. And if anybody's gambling, this is a scratch ticket. They won $1 million. A scratch ticket person. I've been on the scratch ticket game. I've been, that's about it. That's about a rush. That's about a fix. So, I don't blame this person. They're like, oh, you shouldn't. Yeah, you're not supposed to steal, but just because you won a lottery ticket doesn't mean you're not supposed to steal more than somebody else. She this woman was not supposed to steal just as much as me. And if I thought I'd get away with it, I'm not a thief, but I don't. I shoplifting from like a chain store, I'm not like, if your mom and pop store, you're a piece of shit. Chain store is still, I guess I don't hate that person. I get it. You need to, you need to take something back from the system. Another lottery story. New Jersey grandfather finds lottery ticket worth $24 million in old shirt. Dude bought a lottery ticket a year ago, over a year ago, May 2016. Didn't even check that shit. He's like, I ain't gonna fucking win. I'm just buying it. And then he won. That's fucking bananas. So at least he didn't throw it out. That's cool. 25 million. Now that you can do. That I could live off 25 million. If I had 24 million dollars, 24.1. So even if you come away from that after all the fucking bullshit, say you, after everybody gets their piece, you end up with like fucking 10 million. That's a pretty sweet deal. And I don't know what I would do. I would buy. I'd buy one of those tour buses. I'd buy a tour bus and have a driver, and then I would just be roaming the country on a tour bus. That'd be fucking fun as shit. I need to get rich. Tesla fired hundreds of employees in past week. Fired 400 people. They charge so much for those cars. You'd think they'd have some dough. Well, I thought this was supposed to be the future. Elon Musk is like the real Tony Stark. This is the whole fucking thing. And I wonder if they're going to go out of business or something. The cars look cool. But you got to I'm all for plugging in all the cars. But we need more plugs. Why isn't there plugs everywhere? How hard can it be? Put plugs in there. And why are you doing that? Why are you putting in the plugs for the cars? iPhones. iPhone plugs everywhere. How come there's just not iPhone cords everywhere you go? Anywhere you sit down, iPhone cord. That's nice. Wouldn't you be happier? Unless you have an Android phone. Maybe have that too. Have a USB-C and a Lightning. Everybody's happy. See, oh, that's a terrible story. I'm not reading that one. School district pulls to kill a mockingbird from reading list. Makes people uncomfortable. To Kill a Mockingbird is being removed from a junior high reading list in a Mississippi school district. Well, it's had a good run, right? It was on that reading list for a really long time. You gotta change it up. Makes people uncomfortable. I get it, in Mississippi. Mississippi has a lot to be uncomfortable about. And, I mean, it was on my reading list when I was a kid, and I can't tell you what happened. I don't even think I read it. I didn't really read books. I should read more. That's all. That's what I'm getting out of this story. I mean, I don't know if we're... Is it a good book? I hear it's a good book. I couldn't tell you. Supposedly a good book that this woman wrote and then never wrote anything again until she, like, 2 years ago, and then that book is supposed to be terrible. And it was a sequel. So she wasn't really a fountain of ideas. So how good is this book? It's supposed to be good. All I know is there's a scout, a girl named Scout in it, and that's all I know. Magic mushrooms can reset depressed brain. Well, then that's good to know. If you're depressed, take some mushrooms, man. Go to a park and fucking take some mushrooms and see if it works. If it doesn't work, you still enjoy some mushrooms. It's a good time. I can't do them anymore, but I enjoyed them. I love that shit. I love psychedelics. It's a Walmart saved $27 million by changing its plastic bags and shortening its receipts. Isn't that fun? Well, what did they change it? They got cheaper plastic bags, and then made shorter receipts. is fine, but maybe I wonder if they're going to give any of that money to employees. They're going to make them give them a raise. I'm guessing no. Okay, well, if you work at Walmart, I hope you get a raise. Hazards of homosexuality flyer distributed at Values Voter Summit. Oh, Values, these crazy right-wing Christian fucks have these, like, and then Trump went to speak at this thing where they did. Fuck him. That's all I'm going to say. Move on. Because I'll get into a rage spiral if I start talking how the president of the United States would go talk at something like that. Fucking, what a goddamn malignant tumor. Let's see, let's do one more. California declares state of emergency over deadly hepatitis A outbreak. I feel like I talked about this before. Well, I gotta go to California soon. Oh, but I'll get hepatitis A. How do you get that? I'll have to look into that. Oh, contaminated food. Oof. Well, watch out there, California. I don't really see anything else worth talking about. I mean, there's stuff worth talking about, but not on this shitty podcast. You know, I don't feel like getting into heavy issues. I shouldn't even talked about that value voters summit thing. I really don't understand their obsession with gay people. Obsession with gay people. I don't even get into the psychology of it, because I don't know these people. It's probably all sorts of different motivations for the hatred of gay people amongst that community. But here's the thing. They ain't going anywhere. They're not, you're not stopping them. So just fucking chill. You all live in places where gay people move out of as soon as they possibly can. They go to the fun places. Like Rochester. They go to New York City, they go to L.A., they go to wherever, a fun city where people aren't as hung up on fucking bullshit. So I guess that's your point of being dicks, so they move? Is that it? Because they make great neighbors. I lived in a gay neighborhood, and fantastic. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I had the people next door to me used to play piano and sing show tunes every night, which is very, like, over the top, like, stereotypical, like, you know, like, that sounds like I'm making some kind of gay joke, but they would have people. This is in Hell's Kitchen. This is like, these are like theater people. So, I think, yeah, it was a gay couple, for sure. Great neighbors. Now I have straight neighbors. They leave me notes about my TV being too loud. They, you know, things like that. Heterosexuals. Complainers. Just like these values voters summit people are complaining. Oh, there's gay people. What are we going to do? Nothing, you dumb fucks. Hey, we all hate gay people. Let's have a flyer about it. Everybody there's on board with you. Who are you convincing? Fucking dopes. All right. Enough of my foolishness. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.